Yeah, Dr. Bachman, looking first of all at the Occupy Wall Street movement. First of all, you know, there are concerns about its longevity, first of all, and I think the direction. So first of all, you know, if we were having this conversation 5 years from now, looking back, what does Occupy Wall Street have to do, particularly with elections so close, to be considered a successful movement, since it is some decentralized?
Well, I think they have to have some staying power, obviously, so if they can last through the next election and still shape the debate on economic policy, I think that will make a big difference. I think they're likely to have more influence if President Obama is reelected than if there's a Republican elected. Generally, the Republican candidates have been less sympathetic to OWS's message. So I think if President Obama is reelected, they may be in a position, if they have some staying power, to have a lasting impact on how we debate economic policy, at least.
You said in one term that you felt that Occupy Wall Street is less concerned with conventional politics, by meaning taking a candidate, helping that candidate get elected, et cetera. If they do not assist, say, President Obama in a reelection campaign as either volunteer workers or whatever, how then would they have influence? He would owe them nothing in the traditional sense.
Well, I think that's true in the traditional sense. I think probably, I mean, I can't read his mind, but I think probably his heart to some degree is with OWS, with his background as a community organizer and so forth. So I think there's some possibility that he might at least be willing to give them a seat at the table. I think since the OWS movement has emerged, his rhetoric has shifted a little bit and become a little bit more hard-edged in talking about inequality and some of these issues. So I think you may see a continuation of that. Also, he may be more in a position to push policies that OWS or at least meet OWS and the Tea Party in the middle. You know, in the last 2 years or so, the Tea Party has taken up a lot of the political energy, but OWS could be a competitor with them and move Obama's rhetoric and perhaps policies a little bit more to the left if they do have staying power.
In listening to your comments, and make sure I interpret it properly, it seemed that you were saying that Mr. Obama, there are some things he might like to do, and in a sense, Occupy Wall Street would give him what we call political cover to do some of those things.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. And so I think now he's in a position where he has to compromise with the major players out there. And if the major player is the Tea Party, then it has to move him to the right. But if the major player is also OWS, then he has more room to move to the left. I mean, he can justify his positions and justify his movements based on, I have to compromise with a wide variety of actors that are out there making noise politically.
And when we talk about Occupy Wall Street, obviously campaign finance would be one of these, but income inequality seems to be the biggest issue for the movement as a whole. But what are some economic policies that in a physical and a real sense would accomplish some of the goals of reducing that that income inequality? I mean, what are some ways that Obama would say, here is a policy that, and you could actually say, is based on something that Occupy Wall Street has said?
Well, I think a couple of things. He could take a more pro-union stance. He hasn't really pushed for some of the union agenda, even though they support him in his first term. So if he were reelected, he could take a more pro-union stance on organizing issues and some things like that that he's been pretty silent on. The other thing, I doubt that he will do this second thing, but he could back away from some of his more globalization-oriented policies a little bit. You know, I think protectionism has been anathema to him, and he's been more supportive of free trade, but I think he could back away from that, and that would be something that OWS would probably like. I don't honestly see him doing that, but that would be a possibility.
Any comments you'd like to make, perhaps observations you've made in watching, you know, that the president's been in office nearly 4 years now?
Yeah. Well, I think that maybe it's been a little bit surprising how he has adopted some of the neoliberal framework, particularly with some of his advisors. I mean, I think he had no choice, but that I don't fault him for the bailout. I think that was necessary from a macroeconomic perspective. And maybe it's a little bit surprised that he didn't focus on bailing out individuals as opposed to institutions in some cases, homeowners as opposed to banks. And so I guess maybe that's a little bit surprising. He seems to be moving in a direction, maybe acknowledging himself that was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, would you